Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're joined now by Dr. David Israel, and he's going to be giving us an update on everything COVID. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be with you, Jared.
Doc, we saw some things coming out of the family meeting the other day that have upset so many family plans. People seem to be really distressed. We heard about hotels on the Garden Route receiving cancellations immediately after the presidential speech. Is there truth in this whole issue regarding safety on beaches and safety in open spaces with regard to the COVID pandemic?
So, as we know and as we've heard from experts for so many months, the safest environments one can be in terms of COVID-19 is an open space. And we know that being on a beach or in a park in an open space, it is actually very hard to contract COVID-19. So much so that if you're 2 or 3 meters away from someone else, there's even room to say you might not need a mask at all. So the logical output of this is that being on a beach is actually a very safe place to be in terms of not stopping the spread. However, as you would know, on Boxing Day and Christmas Day and public holidays like that, when beaches are so full that there's literally no space to sit on the beach and people are on top of one another, that certainly even an open space would mean that people are less than a meter apart from each other and that could cause a big problem. So certainly the fear of people packing beaches and getting in and onto the beach and off the beach has informed the government's plan to close the beaches. The contentious part is, should it be for the whole holidays? Why certain beaches and not other beaches? By stopping people from going onto the beaches, are we not encouraging them to go to closed spaces where they are more likely to put others at risk in a greater way?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, is because the logic now is that people want to be together. They could have been together on the beach or in an open space. Now they're going to be corralled into shopping malls, into restaurants, etc., and it kind of defeats the purpose. And one does see these pictures every year of places such as Durban, where literally millions, and that's not an exaggeration, of people congregate up and down the north and south of Durban's beaches. But I think to go as far as to choose certain beaches along the Garden Route, where we know that, yes, there is a crisis in respect of COVID infections, but excluding other places in the country, it just doesn't seem to make sense. But you know what? It's a decision of the emergency committee that was set up by the president. And I suppose we need to live with it. And most importantly, we need to understand it's a small sacrifice to make in terms of the greater issue. Let's talk about Gauteng. A lot of people are staying up here now. Are we at risk? Is there a second wave that's hitting Gauteng as hard as we're seeing in the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Western Cape?
Okay, so interestingly, the Eastern Cape and certainly the Garden Route were the first areas to report a second wave. What's important for our listeners to understand, what is a second wave? I mean, we know a second wave is when the cases suddenly peak, but the Ministerial Advisory Committee, which is the committee that advises government and it's made up of different medical experts from different fields, defined the second wave based on international definitions as when a 7-day average of new cases hits 30% of what the peak of the first wave was at. And on the 5th of December, for the first time, that statistic was reached, and that's when the announcement came out that South Africa has hit a second wave. Interestingly, the Eastern Cape and Western Cape is definitely well within those numbers. And the national average has also been within those numbers over times. You've seen in the last few days, we've had 8,000 new cases a day sometimes. But Gauteng, initially was reported as having been in a second wave. And interestingly, this was retracted recently. I think it was actually yesterday. There's something called the South African COVID-19 Modeling Consortium, which works with the MS. And they actually said they've made an error and that Gauteng is actually not reaching those numbers. So Gauteng has seen an increase, and as GPs we are seeing an increase, but we are in an increased state, but we are not in a second wave. And the important part about this is the message that it gives our listeners is that being in Gauteng, especially over this time where perhaps it's not as overcrowded as usual, by doing the social distancing, mask wearing, and being careful, we can actually prevent Gauteng from hitting this massive second wave.
Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel & Associates, based at the Bluebird Center in Johannesburg, with our COVID update. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you in the coming days.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.